beside it again.
Bunch of topless
legendary. So there is silence.
Jumping? Yeah, doing
silence. Silence over silence. And forgetting a bit, I feel a bit in danger with these fucking people here. They are so stupid. Luckily enough, there are some cameras.
Free the horses!
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 Free the horses! Free the horses! Free the horses! Free the horses!
Free the horses!
Free the horses!
Free the horses!
Free the police! 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 Comrades! 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 There!
A public university, not the police academy.
Otherwise, here they teach to write.
This is our university.
I left my stuff inside. Tomorrow I have an examination. United can never be defeated.
United will never be defeated. The people. United will never be defeated.
Can never be defeated.
United.
You're not cheating so much. You got sharks in
now. United will never be defeated. The people. United.
This a guy having exactly the same glasses. The white. The tutte bianche used in Italy. United can never be defeated.
The people. United
So here we have the direct democracy as usual. Here we have justice for Ben Ali, Free Mumia, Red Rat Debate, Republicans are cowards, more wealth for fewer people, vote Bush Gore. Over 80% of those kids under the federal death penalty were minorities. And Bush Cheney, wow.
Wonder who's winning.
Wow. No, but how did you get it? I mean, I would love to.
So.
So now again the corridor is being formed and we are.
And here too.
I'm going home! I got enough of this shit! Yeah!
Why don't you use another means of exiting other than the medical corridor?
So what do you have to say? How do you feel now?
I'm not sure. It's not clear what's happening right now. It's a pretty amazing show of energy and people, but I don't know quite what's happening, like where it's going from here.
I see. Because there was before people, the police was pressing people in the fencing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I recorded the name of one officer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I mean, they passed me and I recorded it so that...
Yeah.
I mean, we have some...
Yeah, they were being really, really violent for a while up there.
Yeah, I mean,
Like often unnecessarily. So
yes, of course.
Yeah, obviously.
No, no, but I mean yes.
I mean often
very,
like
very,
what I mean is completely
yes,
unprovoked.
Yes, but I mean I was not.
You know.
Snubbing you. Yes, yes.
All right.
Anyway, what really means them? Anyway, the people here are even if coming from different realities, political realities, different political beliefs.
Yeah.
Somehow, they anyway. So I was saying that what really amazes me is we have people coming from different ideas, I mean environmentalists, anarchists, communists, they're all together and anyway they're united and fighting in the same way. I've seen some affinity groups moving on their own, but anyway there is quite unity and a lot of respect among each other, and that's not so trivial, absolutely. And,
definitely. It's interesting to see how all the different groups interact in a situation like this where there's so much pressure.
Yeah.
And there's no time, you know, there's no time to say, well, okay, we'll go our separate ways and think about it and then come back together.
Yeah, yes.
It's really interesting. Sometimes it works and it doesn't always work, too.
Yeah, of course. Usually it does not. That's a fact. Yeah. And anyway, you see, anyway, also in the first line, there are people of direct action, anarchists, but also people, you know, like, I want to say green center, support some other, supposed to be, you know, a bit shyer somehow in front of the situation. There is quite a good mixing and that's great.
Yeah.
And anyway, everybody's fighting for, I mean, a bit more democracy in what's around us. And that's great that people understood that. Even asking not so much, that's asking nothing, much less than what is the minimum.
Yeah.
It's, anyway, it's a step, and in this country it's a big step. I mean, if you look at the supporters of Al Gore, they're supposed to be leftist. I mean, they just represent the rednecks aspect.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, the ignorance, the stereotyped Americans of the movies, going to see the baseball game and getting drunk on Friday evening, that's it. And that's so that's really different people and great people. There was also, you know, a physical difference. I mean, in the kind
of... tell, yeah. it's hard to know what that kind of thing means.
No, yes. Now, I don't understand what's happening. You know, the girl from IMC, the girl coming from Pittsburgh, from New York anyway, the one, you understand which one, the girl, the blonde one, which is very nice and very effective.
I'm not sure who that is.
She has been sprayed in the face. Because she had a bad condition.
She was sprayed in the face.
Yeah.
Oh no. Really?
And a policeman grabbed it, and so they
grabbed the mic.
Yeah, and then she took it back and so on.
Yeah.
And then she is sprayed there from this distance.
Oh, they like to do that, huh? There was a man too talked to earlier who said that they were trying to take his camera away because he'd been taking pictures of them arresting a couple people.
Yeah.
So.
Come on, let's keep it clear up here.
So. I mean, Sam, the first line.
Shortstop now.
Just to relax a bit.
Several people get pepper sprayed, yes.
Yeah, and what did you do to them?
You clean the eyes and the face.
And does this pepper spray give any problem? Somehow, or just some...
It shouldn't be a problem unless someone has a respiratory problem.
Like
asthma or something, and then they might have complications, but it should not be a problem.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, man.
Your name is, sorry?
Eric.
Eric, okay. Yours?
I'm Anton.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Let's get the moon.
these performers. The compliments I am seeing to this performance.
I don't know.
Now at the time of this song, it's about 10:05. So I cannot, I'm again on the first line. The policemen are taking away people, and the policemen are there. They're 2 meters, and try to ask forward the names of the cops. I'm in the radio. I will record them. Ask her the name of the cops if they can read it.
I'll do my best.
But yeah, yeah, just shout. I mean, tell the one in front of you and so on. So yes, I'm see Independent Media Center and getting Valerio and getting. I'm getting my fucking records for these young people here. So.
Or Alabama.
So there is in the first line the police with the helmets, the glass in front. The glass under the helmet, then they are, you know, battlefield, they have huge sticks, and they are, you know, like, let's say, 40, and just in this side, that's the side facing the UMass. Yeah, and then there are three, four policemen, and on the side,
we gotta stay out here and fight for
can total about 10 policemen with the horse. Then we have policemen without caps, without their official dressing, and they are not officially dressed.
At least they're you.
There is also, I mean, between this line of policemen and the horses, there is a man, very elegant, and I don't know who is. And also another one, perhaps he's a police officer or something like this. And now people are sitting again. Anyway, there is somebody who got the names. If he has a good zoom, he can get all the names. So.
Let the dogs go!
So the people are making the sound of the dogs.
The dogs go that way.
Dogs go that way. The dogs follow the three horses.
Here they call it, here in the US they call it dogs. And pigs, I guess. They are, you know, just a totally different, they are getting. Sorry, I'm very tired. I've been working around since 3. So now it's found. Tomorrow should be another day at MIT, but I don't mind at all. Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Very tired, too, I guess.
Very tired, but it's worth it. There's an energy here beyond mortal means.
Yes, that's something. We are saving energy, that's the truth. For next time. No, it's. So, have you seen anything in the last minutes? Because I was in the backside. We were around, but the police did. I mean, just standing like this.
The police, as far as I can tell, just as people don't want any more shit than they have to deal with.
Yeah.
The thing is, they're paranoid and see shit where there isn't any. And this leads to the clashes that we've seen so far about what they perceive as an attack and, you know, what we're saying is just us, you know, expressing our political beliefs. Hands in the air, shouting.
Personnel, we are citizens, we are here to gather peaceably to redress the government.
There you go.
Of our grievances.
The name is?
Tam.
Where are you from?
We appreciate
from Boston.
From Boston? You two from Boston?
Yep.
He looks like a businessman of last century with this beautiful hat.
You may return to your home.
It's style, man, because here we have the best political people in this country, and also the most beautiful ones. Let's say the truth. The beautiful, most beautiful girls, most beautiful guys, that's it. But we are more beautiful, the most beautiful, that's clear.
order.
So now I sent somebody to get the names of the cops.
We're strong America. Thank you and good night.
Yeah!
Kick some ass.
So, that great man.
Emperor Norton is reborn.
The devil. The devil is among us. That's what's happening.
Well, it's a lot easier to deal with than the boot. The boot flops off. The boot's a little hard to balance at times. The devil mask, people seem to like it. So, you know, who am I to deny my focus groups?
Wow. What's the devil?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the kind of chorus? Vermin Supreme, friendly fascist, time you can trust. Let me run your life. I know what's best for you.
You ended up endorsing John McCain earlier, before things were decided.
Well, no, I did not endorse him. I merely said out of the all the primary candidates, he was the only one who had the balls and chutzpah to bring me up on stage and introduce me as a great American. No other candidate would do that. So, yeah, sure.
What was your reaction when you found out he was out of the race?
I was a little disappointed because he was the only candidate this year who absolutely, unequivocally supported mandatory toothbrushing. I have him on videotape if you are interested. He does support mandatory toothbrushing. He started spouting some crazy talk about his campaign staff who were like, knew were down with the program because they were loitering in people's bathrooms late at night to see if they did in fact brush their teeth. That's a direct paraphrase from John McCain. He said that to me. It was the most frightening quote ever since Lamar Alexander told me that he did imprison Elvis for committing heinous acts. And that was a direct quote from Lamar Alexander. Go figure. Once again, some politicians decide to play along with vermin's land of make-believe, and look what happens. It gets a little scary, really. But all in all, today the people were fairly damn successful in exercising their First Amendment rights of assembly and free speech, in spite of the a fair amount of intimidation on behalf of all these riot cops. As usual, they seem a little intimidating to me.
Did you get close to any of the riot cops this time?
Well, close enough. I mean, how close do you have to be to those motherfuckers, you know? I mean, shit. I mean, how close do you need to be? But yes, I've been addressing them. I've been talking to them. I've been letting them know what is what.
Wow.
People here for Nader, have you been asking Nader about his dental records? Have you been able to get close to him in order to ask?
Ralph Nader, in 1996, when I did in fact query him on his support for the mandatory toothbrushing law, Ralph Nader did in fact say that he did support a mandatory toothbrushing law because he thought it would create a lot of jobs. When I asked Ralph Nader if what he was going to do about the weather, he said, and this is again a direct quote, he would hold the weather accountable. And as much as I wonder what a Corvair SUV would look like, I'm willing to overlook that small imperfection in his plan.
All right, thanks, Vermin.
Thank you.
So the debate inside is going to finish now. About 1 hour and a half, I think. I will need so much, some water.
Well, I'm going to go talk to
Josh. We're cleaning everything. It's
right on.
So, I'm going back to the first.
We can pick our own bed.
I'm sorry. Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, how are you now?
I just got batoned.
Huh?
I just got batoned by the police.
Ah, yes?
Yes. They were keeping order because I was being disorderly. I was giving them the peace sign, and the fence toppled over, and they figured, hold on, not a sense. Huh? And they figured that I was a dangerous guy, you know? I mean, I look dangerous, don't I?
Yeah, you're very dangerous.
So they whacked me.
He's dangerous.
Oh, yeah, you can tell he's got the spikes.
They whacked me.
He's a dangerous guy.
Right here. And I pulled my arm to, like, you know, hold it. And they whacked me here.
Nice.
Twice. And then they started poking me, like, in the chest when I was, like, on the ground. So.
This is fucking ridiculous.
So they...
Like, I don't... Go ahead, sorry.
No, you.
No, you.
Well, there's assholes. That's my son.
And they said we're not getting any media coverage.
Sorry?
They said we weren't getting any media coverage.
Yes.
I don't want. I don't want to riot. I don't want to cause any trouble. I just want to stand up, and I want my... I want... As a citizen, I want my interests to be paid attention to, not the interests of corporate America.
Exactly.
I'm sick of it. This is the first time I'm voting, and I'm going to continue to vote by my conscience for the rest of my life.
Okay, what's your name?
Ashley Bates.
I'm Patrick Morello.
I'm Leia McKenna.
And where are you from, guys?
I'm from New Hampshire. I go to school in Boston.
Uh-huh. You're in Massachusetts?
You're here, so you didn't tell me.
I'm from Boston. I'm Baltimore, Maryland. I go to Emerson College in Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay, anyway, I think that's has been a really great day. I think we should...
We got a lot accomplished, I'd say.
Yeah. The problem is that now I think we have to move. When we move back, I think it's going to happen in a few minutes anyway.
Yeah.
We should not move alone.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
Anyway, that's it. No, anyway, I recorded many stuff, and like songs and people beaten. It's nice, and it has been a really
Steve.
Good stuff.
Steve.
Yeah. And, where are you
Steve.
From?
I'm Italian.
Steve.
Where's this on?
Huh?
What radio are you on?
I'm an independent media center.
Okay.
So nice. I read the news of that, and I was a journalist in the Central newspaper in Italy, so I had the chance. You know, and making radio is very great. It's very interesting, and you know,
I'm not interested in police baiting. I'm not interested in looking threatening. I just want people to hear me, and I wish it was more organized so that message could come across more. I feel like at this point there's so many different issues which are being pushed here, and I'm uncomfortable with the whole police thing that brings up, because I don't think this should be a negative statement. I think it should be a positive statement. It should be, we're here, we're watching, we love our country, we love our rights, we want them to be listened, we want to be heard, and we want to make a difference.
We're about democracy, not about violence.
No, but...
We want our First Amendment rights to be heard.
Yeah,
and it's our country.
Here.
It's our country.
And it's our debate.
So why shouldn't we decide what goes on? It's our country.
This is a Youth America right here, and we're saying we're not going to take it. Huh? You know, a lot of these people are voting for the first time, and I hope that corporate America, and I hope that the politicians are listening, because they're going to be dealing with us for a long time. We're not going away.
Okay, very well. Very, very well. I'm C. Valerio. I think I record again. A lot of mess now again. Fences are being crashed, people spreading, and they're defusing it, and the police, I don't know how they're behaving. We're gonna check and make our due press and go just there, see what's happening. Oh, see, I'm just over the fencing.
It's crazy when he goes to get his job. He doesn't work.
What's happening? What's happening? Excuse me, that's IMC Radio.
Just I want to keep an eye on the crowd.
What's up? What's happening? It was the next
Spooks that have been out here forced outside during that break. presidential debates are working to get inside and make sure that our voices are heard. So what do you ask him?
Now, now. What's happened now?
People just broke through the barricades. I don't know what else.
Okay, no, no. I thought there was... I mean, okay, it was...
There's nothing other than that. People okay. came through to get inside the debates.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Okay.
See?